The Lord be with you.
And
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. And Jesus said to his disciples, I have come to set the earth on fire, and how I wish it were already blazing. There is a baptism with which I must be baptized, and how great is my anguish until it is accomplished. Do you think that I have come to establish peace on the earth? No, I tell you, but rather division. From now on, a household of five will be divided. Three against two and two against three. A father will be divided against his son, and a son against his father. A mother against her daughter, and a daughter against her mother. Mother-in-law against her daughter-in-law, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. The Gospel of the Lord. I have come to set a fire on the earth, and how I wish it were already blazing. You think I have come to establish peace on the earth? No, I tell you, rather division. Is that the voice of Jesus? Sweet, lovable Jesus? Well, yes, it is. The very same Jesus who said, let the little children come to me. The very same Jesus who said to the woman, has no one here condemned you? Then neither do I condemn you. Go in peace. The exact same Jesus who said, love your enemies, pray for your persecutors. The very same one. So what's going on here? Why all this talk of fire and division? Well, first we have to remember to whom he is speaking. He's not talking to the Pharisees and Sadducees. He's not talking to the crowds. He's speaking to his very own, his followers, his disciples. And second, he's not giving a job description. He's not describing the role of a disciple. Rather, he's talking about the consequences of being a disciple. A disciple does not go around creating division, but to be all in, to fully commit to being a disciple, to speaking and living a gospel word is to experience division. Not everyone will embrace the good news. It can be a threat to one's power, control, way of living. To be a follower of Jesus is to encounter resistance. To be a disciple means to risk standing alone. To be a disciple means to risk experiencing rejection, belittlement, being shoved aside, exclusion. To be a disciple means to be by oneself and be the lone voice, being peace and mercy and reconciliation in the face of violence, hatred, and self-centeredness. To be a disciple means to be rejected by those who refuse to deny self, pick up their cross, and follow him. To be rejected by those who refuse to love absolutely. And so the challenge for us, for each and every one of us, is are we ready? Are we ready to take on the role of being a disciple, of being a source of love, peace, mercy, healing, reconciliation? Are we ready to take on the consequences of being a disciple?